This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that Israel will not be deterred by the International Court of Justice from pursuing its Gaza war until total victory. This is after South Africa logged a lawsuit alleging genocide against the Palestinians. Netanyahu saying no one will stop us, not The Hague, not the axis of evil, no one. All during a televised address. He also said a decision had yet to be made about a potential military takeover of an area along the Gaza Strip's border with Egypt. When asked about Israel's defense budget, he said Israel plans a huge addition as part of a buildup designed to cover its needs for years to come. And he added that one goal was an independent military manufacturing sector. Egypt is worried about the Friday and Saturday attacks on Houthis by U.S. and British forces, and how it could escalate the Israel-Gaza conflict and cause global economic damage. More from VOA's Edward Uranian.
Khattar Abu Diab, who teaches political science at the University of Paris, tells VOA that the U.S. and British strikes against the Houthis come after dozens of Houthi attacks on international shipping in the Red Sea. He says that the U.S. and British strikes come after 32 Houthi attacks, not just against ships heading toward Israel, but international shipping, in addition to a major attack on January 9 using 13 drones and a barrage of missiles, causing over 2,000 ships to divert from the Red Sea and Suez Canal to take the longer route around the Horn of Africa. Edward Uranian, VOA News, Cairo.
And you will find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN peacekeeping mission in Congo says it will complete its withdrawal from the Central African nation by the end of 2024. That is more than two decades after the mission arrived there to help fight against rebels. The head of the 15,000 MINUSCO mission told a media briefing on Saturday that the withdrawal will be in three places and phases. The first will start in South Kivu province and district and end in April. The mission arrived in Congo in 2010 after taking over from an earlier UN peacekeeping mission to protect civilians and humanitarian personnel and to support the Congolese government in its stabilization and peace consolidation efforts. But the government asked it to leave the country last year after claiming its operations are limited and have not been successful. The ruling party candidate, strongly opposed by China, has now won Taiwan's presidential election. AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
In Taipei, at the Democratic Progressive Party headquarters, a crowd erupted in cheers as ruling party candidate Lai Ching-te emerged victorious in Taiwan's presidential election as his opponents conceded. In the crowd, physical therapist Si Xin-chu told the AP,
"We love freedom, we love democracy, we support to choose our new president."
Beijing strongly opposes Lai, the current vice president, who abandoned his medical career to pursue politics from the grassroots to the presidency. At stake is peace, social stability, and prosperity on the island, which Beijing claims as its own, and to be retaken by force if necessary. I'm Karen Chama.
South Korea's military says North Korea fired a suspected intermediate-range ballistic missile toward the sea. That launch was the North's first this year and comes 2 months after it claimed to have tested engines for a new, harder-to-detect missile capable of striking distant U.S. targets in the region. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says it detected a suspected intermediate-range ballistic missile launch from the North's capital on Sunday afternoon. It said the missile flew toward the northeastern waters. Japan's defense ministry also said it spotted a possible ballistic missile launch by North Korea. Denmark's prime minister proclaimed Frederik X as the king after his mother, Queen Margrethe II, formally signed her abdication. Massive crowds turned out to rejoice in the throne passing from a beloved Danish monarch to voluntarily relinquish the throne in nearly 900 years. Since King Erik III Lam stepped down to enter a monastery in 1146, 55-year-old Frederik was present in the room. Prime Minister next proclaimed him a king on the balcony of the place before thousands of people. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.